Chapter 2
is not damnation. This is penance for your sin. Remember that, Adam.
Damn? Hey, Dickmaster!
The sound of snapping fingers next to his ear finally snapped him out of his sleepy state. Groaning, the first man sat up, running a gloved hand through his dark hair. Who the fuck had the balls to wake him up like that? Slowly blinking the sleep out of his eyes, he found himself staring at the red eyes of the thing that had awakened him. It took him a second longer to process that it was not a thing, but someone. Fully awake now, he reeled back, banging his head on the wall. Ow, what the fuck? Ah, now he remembered. He had picked up this chick last night after finding her standing over the corpses of his marked targets. Well, damn. Easiest money he's made in, well, millennia? When was the last time something like this happened? He couldn't remember, betting on at least a century or two.
You're finally awake.
The chick, who he recalled had called herself Charlie, stepped back, looking quite annoyed at him. The fuck did he do? He was just sleeping. They had stayed out pretty late last night trying to track down the two girls he had been with, only because Little Miss Worrywart over there was adamant about no witnesses or whatever. That was a small oversight on his part, but when smoking hot babes fawn over you, can you really say no? Especially when they were practically offering themselves up to him? In the end, it was taken care of with a bit of help from Divinity to wipe their memories clean of what they saw. As far as those bitches were concerned, they just had a bad trip on LSD.
Yeah, just, give me a fucking minute, okay?
He mumbled before squinting at the watch he wore at his right wrist, trying to make out the time. A little past 8 in the morning. Wonderful. He made sure to flip her off, to which she just rolled her eyes at. Bitch.
What, did you need something? I thought I told you that you can help yourself to whatever last night.
Charlie sighed and dropped herself on the armchair across from his sofa, long legs crossing over the other. He was still too sleep groggy to appreciate that, though. At least she had changed out of that frumpy dress she'd been wearing. Now she was wearing something more modern, a cropped, studded leather jacket over a modest tube top that showed her midriff, a pair of black jean shorts and completed with knee highs and combat boots. She kept her diadem, though. Insisted on it, actually.
It's not that.
Her fingers settled on her knees, and she leaned forward towards him, her bangs partially obscuring her face.
You still haven't told me what you meant by lesson. What are you exactly?
Adam blinked at her and sat up proper, resting a hand on his knee and leaning on his cheek with his palm.
You woke me up for something like that? Couldn't that have waited until, shit, I don't know, maybe after breakfast, maybe? You hungry?
He smirked and shot her a wink.
"'Cause I can get us something.'
He wasn't really trying to put off the conversation she so badly wanted to have, but he actually was starving. There was also something he wanted to ask her.
"'What do you say?'
He watched her as she bit her lip, her eyebrows drawing together in a frown as she thought it over before closing her eyes and bobbing her head down once in a nod. Without a word, Charlie stood up and trudged towards the kitchen, grumbling about how no one ever fucking answered her questions. Eyebrow twitching and barely disguised annoyance, Adam groped in his jacket's pocket, fishing out his phone to scroll through his messages. Only one, reminding him to stop slacking and to get on with it. Yeah, yeah. Continue hunting, condemning, a never-ending cycle until the end of times. He's just so damn tired of it. Finding and killing marked targets gets old after a couple of centuries. Give him a damn break. It had gotten boring. Peeking over at the young woman in his kitchen, he allowed himself a smile. Her. If he was right, then things could get interesting again. Cracking his neck, Adam stood up and stretched his arms behind his back, letting out a satisfied grunt. Despite the, in his opinion, early wake-up call, he felt good. Better than in the last 10 years, even. After a quick change of clothes, he met Charlie in the kitchen, who was opening his fridge and rooting around inside, trying to find something. And he held back from chuckling, knowing full well that there wasn't exactly a buffet waiting in there for her. Instead, he sat down at the table, propping his elbows on the table, while he waited for her to finish. It wasn't long before he heard a frustrated sigh, and she finally glanced back at him. There was an unreadable look in her eyes, the cute little red circles on her cheeks sinking in as she pinched her mouth. He held his breath, watching what she would do next. It was fascinating, really.
Sup? Told you I'd get us something. Afraid I haven't exactly done the shopping this week.
Or ever, if he was being honest. Usually either Loot or Vaggie would be on top of that. But they had gone back to their higher-ups for something. He probably should have been listening, but at the time he had been busy gaming, so whatever. And wouldn't return for at least another day or two.
So, what you hankering for? I can order us a little something, or we can go out and...
pancakes!
She pointed at one of the cupboards where a lone box of instant pancake flour mix was tucked away.
I can make some. Dad taught me.
Even with how monotone her voice was, it was still easy to pick up on her excitement about it. It was... kinda cute? Well, she was hot, no doubt about that. He wasn't blind. But still...
Aw, thanks for offering to make me breakfast, babe.
Any shadow of joy he had seen on her instantly soured, a dour scowl now crossing her face. She didn't say anything, only taking a brief moment to pinch the bridge of her nose in annoyance as she went through the cupboards, taking down bowls and plates. He wasn't even aware he had a mixer. When did that get there? And began the process of making said pancakes.
Biggest fucking mistake in his long life.
Not as big as his original mistake that set his destiny in stone, but it felt really close. Charlie at least looked guilty as she slid into the booth seat across from him, her hands clasped together around the coffee mug the nice waitress had given her. They sat in silence for a few minutes while he tapped his fingers on the tabletop in a nonsensical rhythm, menu in his other hand. It was awkward, to say the least. Both of them just sitting there, their clothes smelling ever so slightly of smoke from the small fire she had caused with her cooking, if it could be called that.
So, guess Daddy didn't supervise your cooking lessons, I take it?
Adam couldn't help himself. She'd seemed so proud when she mentioned the fact her dad had taught her how to cook. He felt a pain in his leg, and it took him a moment to realize that she had kicked him under the table. Yet she was just nonchalantly sipping like nothing happened. With a hiss, he rolled his eyes at her.
You're a real bitch, you know that?
Setting the cup down with a hard clunk, she glared at him and crossed her arms, slouching in her seat.
I said I was sorry. I'm not used to electric stoves, okay? Not too common in...
She paused and tilted her head to the side, searching for the right word. In the end, it seemed she couldn't find it because she was drinking from her cup again.
Hilarious, really. I guess I should be grateful you didn't totally torch my place down, but man, that's gonna be a bitch to explain to them. Ugh.
He held his face between his hands, pointer fingers massaging his temples to temper the headache that had been threatening him ever since they left his apartment. He heard shuffling and lifted his head to find her leaning forward. She was close enough that, if time froze at that exact moment, Adam was willing to bet he'd be able to count all her eyelashes if he wanted to.
Them,
she repeated. Settling back into her seat, Charlie inspected her nails, pretending to admire the chipped nail polish.
So, there's more of you. Right, so I'll ask you once again, Dickmaster, what are you?
She mimed air quotes of the crude moniker he had given her last night. Just as he was contemplating how to answer her, the waitress came back, asking for their orders, and he smiled gratefully at her when he handed the menu back to her. However, he knew he couldn't put it off much longer. So long as he didn't reveal too much, he could tell her a half-truth. Scratching at his neck, Adam shrugged.
Something of a hunter. There are times when humans start to show certain traits that make them unfit for this plane of existence. These traits can't be seen by normal means, so humans don't notice them. Those guys from last night, you could say they were on my list for a while.
In short, they would have started turning into demons. Again, he glanced at her hair accessory and rested his chin on his right hand.
And gotta say, you were a real doll for that, Char.
She opened her mouth to correct him again, but snapped it shut when their food arrived, opting instead to stab at her food while glaring at him. After swallowing her third bite of pancakes, Charlie cleared her throat.
So, what was the lesson I was supposed to learn then? How to clean up bodies? I was wondering about how to do it before you showed up and interrupted me.
Biting his tongue, the first man picked up his fork and picked at his food.
Not from where I was standing. You were all spaced out and shit. Was that your first time?
He bit into a piece of toast, munching thoughtfully while he waited for her answer. He actually hadn't meant to do that, but there had just been something about her that made him want to call out to her last night. His initial plan had been to take care of everything, including her, as quickly as possible, but when she spoke, it had given him pause. Charlie shook her head, the black bangs of her hair streak swaying almost comically.
Not really. I've done it, just not here.
Glancing around the diner, she swallowed nervously and brushed her hair back behind her ear.
I don't usually like doing it, but those guys...
Taking another bite of his food, Adam waved his fork at her.
We're cunts. Yeah, I told you. If I hadn't done them in, it would have been me. It would have been another Tuesday to mark off in my calendar.
Wiping his mouth, he tapped the table.
So, now that I've answered your question, you can answer mine?
Over 8,000 years of hunting down his own descendants, damning them into the eternal maw of hellfire that Lucifer had created when he had offered Eve a bite of the forbidden fruit. Sometimes, if he concentrated hard enough, he could still vaguely recall the taste of it, of how, at that moment, a fountain of knowledge had coursed through him, the looks of horror he had shared with Eve when they both finally realized what they had done. When Charlie had turned to face him, it was like if, for a single brief second, Eve was there. The same wide-eyed look. Of course, he knows that she is not Eve. Doesn't resemble her in any way, shape or form. No, it was just that look. And the fact that he was accompanied by the two girls that he didn't do anything. Maybe without them, things would have gone a bit different. Ah, well, what is done is done. They were here now, weren't they?
Depends on what it is, but I have one more.
That was fine. He could humor her.
All right, shoot.
Crossing her arms, Charlie sneered at him.
What's your real name? As fun as Dickmaster is, I don't want to call you that.
Oh, right. He still hadn't really introduced himself, had he? Adam laughed and stretched his hand out towards her, his smile sharp.
Adam. Nice to meet you, Char-Char.